Many patients who use free clinics in the Tampa Bay area are struggling with mental health conditions. In this installment of our series on the clinics, Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa reports that there are few resources in the community for uninsured patients or those who can't afford to pay for counseling.
During a routine visit at the St. Petersburg Free Clinic, Dr. Ajoy Kumar is going over blood test results with a 46-year-old patient named Paul. He's here to refill his blood pressure medication, but in the middle of the conversation, he breaks down. Kumar, who specializes in family medicine, shifts into the role of counselor.
Do you ever think you're going to hurt yourself?
I've thought about it.
Have you ever tried?
No.
We're not using Paul's last name to protect his identity. He tells Kumar that sometimes he drinks too much, his marriage is in trouble, and his friends mock him. He's never told anyone this.
Physically, yeah, I might be 100% fine.
Right.
Like, it's so, but I mean, it's what you don't see on the inside.
Right.
Could be the problem. Outside, yes, fine. It's what you don't see on the inside.
And it's interesting because you're 100% correct on that. I'd always say a lot of the primary care visits that we see around here, you know, the medication stuff's easy. It's dealing with the stuff that's going on in the brain and the person's heart. That's the hardest thing to deal with.
Yeah.
Because that takes a lot of time.
Kumar estimates about 60% of his patients have some sort of mental health condition. And that's similar to free clinics across Florida, which see patients with no insurance or ability to pay. For those patients, there are few options for mental health treatment, unless they are a danger to themselves and are institutionalized.
The United States healthcare system does a bad job of managing mental health. Then Florida, we don't do a very good job of that either.
Florida ranks at or near the bottom in support for mental health funding, and the number of providers for the mentally ill are few. A recent study showed there are about 145 mental health providers for every 100,000 Floridians. Massachusetts has nearly four times that. Kumar says mental health issues don't just impact a person's quality of life, they can also affect their overall health. Depression makes a patient less likely to take medications or follow a doctor's orders.
We could keep people alive for decades, right? But we don't come close to managing what does it mean to live a meaningful life.
One in five Americans will be diagnosed with a mental illness over the course of their lifetime. But for those who are uninsured, there are few places they can go for help. If a patient's condition was sparked by a trauma, a crisis center can provide resources. But those centers may be limited in how they can help people with bipolar conditions or other general mental health disorders. Groups that want to help are put in a tough position.
The toolbox, I don't think, exists anymore. I think we're pulling at straws now. Where can we get this person help?
That's Rosalie Boucher. She's president of the Pinellas County chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. The nonprofit advocacy group provides free counseling services and support groups. Boucher says patients with severe problems often end up in hospitals instead of clinics where they can get ongoing preventative care. Others face long waits for counseling and treatment. Sometimes the remedy is handing a spiral notebook and an ink pen to a patient to get them to put their feelings down in writing. That's what Dr. Ajoy Kumar suggests for his patient Paul, who broke down during an appointment at the St. Pete Free Clinic. Kumar also sets another appointment to meet and talk with Paul. As Kumar washes his hands at the end of their visit, he warns Paul about the long road ahead.
Paul, the journey that you and I will take won't be easy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think you'll learn a lot from yourself.
Because, I mean, like you said, physically, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I could probably go out and swim a marathon, but I mean, it's...
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen you swim before, so I wouldn't necessarily do that.
For the first time, they will focus on fixing what's inside his mind. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
This story was produced as a project for the University of Southern California Center for Health Journalism's National Fellowship.